It's the last day of term here at St. Peter's in Walworth, and I've walked into the staff room, and look at this, I see what appears to be some planning taking place. I've no idea what that's about. It's the last day of term, we have 6 weeks off. So I've got a couple of new faces to St. Peter's. So ladies, your names please.
Hello, my name's Miss Pettingill, and I'm the new teacher in nursery.
And I'm Miss Morris, and I'm teaching in reception.
Wonderful, so Miss Pettingill and Miss Morris, our new nursery and reception teachers, who, ladies, you do appear to be planning. Is this the case already?
We are. We actually work very closely together in the school nursery and reception, and we try to do most of our planning together to make sure that there's a good transition between the nursery children moving up to reception and then also when they play together, that nothing's repeated and it's all fresh and different from classroom to classroom. So, Miss Morris dragged me up here.
I'm nodding.
Yes.
I think you're just also being super efficiently organised. Planning now means 6 weeks of recuperation, and then back in September with all the planning done.
Something like that.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe.
So, Miss Morris, you'll be teaching in the reception class.
I will, yes.
Have you met your new children yet?
I have. I've been working in St. Peter's for the last 2 weeks of the term, so I've had lots of opportunity to work in the current reception class, and I've also been in nursery, so I know all the names of the children I'm going to get, and they all know me, so it won't be strange and new, or too strange and new, when they come up in September.
And Miss Pettingill, you've also been in the nursery.
I have. Much fun and chaos, I'm sure you can imagine, last week of term. Loads of fun. So I've met some of the children are staying on in September, and then lots of the children are moving up to reception.
Yeah.
And then I've met our new faces are coming in September. We went and visited them at home and met them there. So really looking forward to them to come, and I hope they're not too nervous.
Yeah, that's really quite important, I think, for any of our very, very new nursery children. They do get this personal greeting and welcoming in their home environment, so like they know and the adults know who the teachers are in the school, and it's just a really friendly meet and greet.
Yeah.
Now, if I can ask you both, please, so it's wonderful to have you here with your ideas and your skills and enthusiasm, a lot of enthusiasm doing this planning on the last day of term. But what was it, please, that attracted you both to coming to work here at St. Peter's and sharing your knowledge?
I think for me, St. Peter's, I looked around several schools when I was looking to apply for jobs, and St. Peter's was by far the friendliest and the warmest, and it has a real family feel to it, and I think that's really important, especially when working with very young children. So that attracted me.
That's pretty much said it all. because I'm specifically in the nursery, it's beautiful. It's a really lovely setting, and it's new. It's the part of the new build at St. Peter's, so the facilities are brilliant, and I think it's really important when you're working with the little ones that it does look nice.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. You can see this is a very, very busy working environment. But thank you to Miss Pettingill and Miss Morris, our new nursery and reception teachers here at St. Peter's.
Thank you.